All right, you want to give us the rundown or
nah, just get into
right,
it. That'd be ridiculous.
Fucking do it.
Ridiculous.
Here we go. Check this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, and aspiring culinary institute graduates around the world. No? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Emo Brown, the weekly show, brought to you by the wonderful people at Emo Brown, specifically Barry and myself. We are always here on Mondays, brought to you by the wonderful people at Grasshopper for all your medicinal, recreational, cannabis needs. Make sure you make that card clack, get 15% back, kick it on a Tuesday, get your discounts. Wait, there's more. We've got three punk ales. We've got the Elwood. We've got Theo Bobby at Tribal to give shout-outs. So we got Silk Cloud and Isaac. All these people come together, comprised to make one Voltron.
One
and
Voltron.
Bring a show. Emo Brown.
Eso.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you veer, give me isolate Chef for me, dog. I need you to isolate her for me. There she is. All right, let me give a little introduction. She doesn't need one. She's been here with us many a time.
Yes.
Many times. A co-host at what? You were part of the zoo.
I was.
You were
part
of
the
zoo.
For a little bit over a year, too.
A chef. A best-selling author. Una cocinera.
Cocinera, well.
From Tijuana, from San Diego.
From Tijuana.
Aquí
I'm from San Diego.
From
but
Sinaloa. By way of Tijuana, San Diego. Mm-hmm. Winner of season 6.
Yeah.
Master Chef.
Yeah.
Currently a judge, alias un juez.
Yes.
On the MasterChef Latinos.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, my prima, your prima, everyone's prima, Chef
prima
Claudia Sandoval, la prima del barrio. Check you out, dude. Welcome back.
I miss you guys.
The hair is redder than ever.
It is.
Ariel
I've
got
like
shit
lighter
on
red in the front, too. So.
Damn. How long does it take to get in that mode, in that zone, in that red hair zone? Is it difficult?
What do you mean?
Does it get,
I just
is
wake
it,
up like this.
See, pero, how often do you have to go get it done?
Every 4 weeks.
Every month.
Yeah.
So that's a monthly
like every
visit?
4 weeks. Every 4 to 6 weeks, usually.
That's real red. Mm-hmm. I've seen people like try to pull it off and it got like two little strands in the front of his head. You know, they're all hardcore, like,
no, it's
confrontational.
Like it's a commitment for sure.
Ah, we will get see.
Yeah, man. It's,
look
it's
at
rough.
Us.
It's rough.
Barry, look we're up. Here. You're holding it down. You gave us a little bit of a heart attack, but it seems that everything is working now. We're A-okay. We're good?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I got my eyeliner on. I'm ready to do
let's
this.
See. Let's see the eyeliner.
Yeah.
Hey.
Guy liner brought to you by our very own Barry, Barry, Barry. Tribal Streetwear, 20% off at the lower left. Don't forget to bring that Emo Brown card. Make it clack. Go visit Theo Bobby. Go visit the homie, Isaac Ruiz from Silk Cloud. Emo 30 will get you discounts online. Hey, Elwood. Check out this hat. Corduroy. Corduroy. I went on a dinner date, double date this weekend, and I didn't wear a hat. And the person we were with, like, oh, my God, I didn't know you had a full head of hair, a healthy head of hair. I was like, yeah, yeah, because I always wear hats. I always wear hats.
That's
and the,
awful.
I know. I
they thought you were
hats.
Like bald?
They thought I had like probably at bare minimum a friar tuck. I know.
Yeah.
Una pichi,
yeah, yeah,
un pachecito en medio. But no, oh actually, I was like, gosh. Hey, check this out, full head hair. She's like, well, why do you not show your head of hair often? I was like, why?
Why?
I know people that don't have hair, and that's just another layer that I'm going to be dropping weenie on them, and they're going to get upset. So it's like, mejor me dejo una cachucha. But this Elwood cap, though, look at this.
Dude,
it's a nice
my
corduroy.
Elwood sweater? Oof. It's like my warmest sweater. I wear it every day.
We make great merch.
Yeah.
We make great merch, and hold on, there's more. Starting now, starting today, for all of you January resolutioners. Resolution?
Resolutioners?
Resolutionists.
Eso.
Oh, not resurrectionists.
Those are insurrectionists.
Well, no, resurrection is somebody coming back from death.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Not Jesus. Not insurrectionists. That was a few days ago.
That was January 6th, not Easter.
Resolutionists.
Okay.
People who adhere to certain things that they do throughout the year. If you're not drinking, if you're not going to drink, okay. For as long as you don't want to drink, guess what? The Elwood has something for you, Chef.
Oh, yeah?
An $8 non-alcoholic cocktail.
A mocktail.
Is that what it's called? A
yep,
mocktail?
A mocktail.
Hit me with that menu, Barry. I'm going to see if I can see it on my side. So look at this. We have cocktails. And at our place, we have an evening menu. On that evening menu, we have the Paloma.
Oh, those spirits are so good.
Paloma I mean, now has zero proof.
Yeah.
With a little bit of C-Clip Grove.
Dude, have you ever tried these?
Not yet.
Oh, my God. Like, okay, so seriously. I only tried them maybe about 3 or 4 months ago. Okay. And this brand actually tastes like, the mezcal tastes like mezcal. The tequila tastes like tequila.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Well, like it legit tastes like it's alcohol, but it has no alcohol. It's freaking weird. Like
zero
it,
proof.
It's so weird.
Right, look at us. I might try it. Because look at, these are the four drinks that we're offering right now. For too. Dry January is what we're offering. Palomas, the Elwood Bloody Mary. Choo. Black Cherry Sour. Henny Highball. Guys,
ooh.
$8 available now.
I'm here for it.
For all of you that do not want to drink or want to, you know, stand strong in your commitment Eso. To a dry January.
Si se puede.
We are here to hold your hand on that journey
it.
Of life.
I love it.
For all you other guys, hey, we got a crazy old fashioned. Boy, mínimo dos veces a la semana, 2 times a week, just to go sit down and test the bartender's metal on their old fashioned recipe.
Mm.
Mind you. Cece curated a killer recipe for us to use for old fashions at the Elwood.
Yes.
Everyone allegedly adheres to it.
Yeah.
I go there, and I'll tell you hands down right now, Megan.
Yeah.
Cece.
Yeah.
They kill it. They kill it with that. I need to visit everybody else, though. Okay. I visited a couple other ones. They all make very good old fashions. I feel that we're known for our old fashions now.
Dude, they're so good. They're so good.
I don't want to drink anything else. I don't want to drink anything else. Yeah, all I want to drink is an old fashioned.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's so good.
But wait, there's more, because if you're visiting us and you want to have beers, we had beers yesterday, Barry.
Where?
Yesterday, we did our weekly bike ride, Chef, which I really want you to join us. Me encantaría.
I might need a bike for that.
Well, we've got bikes. We've
got many bikes.
We've got lots of bikes.
Well, then I'll join one.
We have lots of bikes. We did our weekly ride. We did a weekly ride this side. All weekly rides start on Sunday, 8:30 in the morning.
Okay.
We meet at 3rd Avenue, Chula Vista, Three Punk Ales.
Yeah.
We meet there. We dip out by 9, and we have exciting adventures awaiting for us on the streets of San Diego. This Sunday, we ended up going from Three Punk Chula to Three Punk Little Italy. Round trip, a little less than 23 miles.
That's long.
Yeah, it was like, maybe actually it was like 23 miles because they did some sidetracks.
That's kind of long.
It's fun, though.
But everybody makes it because, I mean, obviously it's only, but round trip.
Round trip.
Oh, that's not bad then.
Pelado. There's dudes on electric bikes. There's ladies on electric bikes.
Okay.
And then there's real athletes who just ride, you know, because we ride for fun.
Then there's people like me that meet you at the destination from driving in my car.
Cheater!
Now, we just buried.
I didn't even do it this time, though, so
I expect more from you. I expect more from you.
I'm waiting for my bike to get fixed.
Do better, Barry.
I need to take my bike to the bike whisperer, Compa Vic. My thing was just, it was not feeling good.
Tell me more about your thing.
My thing was not feeling good. Join us. We did it this week. It was fun. Don't have a picture of it on the show, but I'll add it on later. Dude, it was no less than 40 people on this ride with us.
Wow.
We were 40 people deep at least. Everybody joined from small to old. There was like, I think like a 10-year-old on a little bike was out there.
Are kids allowed at the...
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they can hang out. They're not going to drink.
Oh, okay, cool. Do we have non-alcoholic drinks?
Not at Little Italy. We have sodas.
Oh,
I mean,
okay. Well, we have
sodas.
Yeah, they got apple cider.
Right? We do have apple cider.
Martinelli's.
And we have Flaming Hot Cheetos and Takis.
Eso.
It's a party. It's a party. Let's get rowdy.
What else does one need?
Next week. Next week, we will be going to Fall Brewing in North Park. My favorite brewery, not named Three Punk Ales. We're going to go visit them, the homies. They will be opening up early for us. So we'll be doing
that trek. That's like a gray building?
Sí. Está enfrente, right there on
30th. They usually have like a
30th.
Food truck in the front, right?
Usually, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I know exactly what you're talking
about. Oh, my God. I'm forgetting. Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Bordains. Tony El Rey. He usually holds it down with his torta spot down there.
Oh,
so,
nice. Corazón de torta.
Corazón de torta.
Ah, okay. I love
Corazón. Every time we've gone down there, he's usually down there serving up them torts. And we're just eating
featured them on Best Thing I Ever Ate.
How was that?
It was cool. It was
What was the go-to dish there?
The meatball.
That's right. They have a meatball torta.
The meatball torta's fire, dude.
They have a sucia torta, too.
In my opinion, it's like the best thing they make.
Oof, man.
So good.
He makes me happy. How about that?
Okay.
Also, a famed tennis player. Basically, Sundays at 8:30 in the morning, you don't want to miss out. Led by two people. There's two people in charge of this ride, Barry and Chef. El Compa Plomero, Jose Torres III, and Humpy J Clip, Justin Clifford III. These guys are very novice, no longer. They are very experts in the art of riding bicycles, and they know how to lead a pack.
They're nice.
But they're assholes.
Yeah. Okay.
They are assholes.
He's out there surfing his bike around you, making you
you're
feel
not
like
telling
you're
me
fucking
on this.
Trying to breathe and like live, and this guy's
let
out here surfing.
Let me give you the good. Let me sell you on the
break
good.
It down, break it down. Break it down.
I really want this us, guy. I want our numbers to continue to grow. We have 40 people. Mm. 40 people went this week. I want at least 40, hopefully 50 next week.
Okay.
Easy. Because a lot of people that didn't go this say, well, I'll go next one. And then as soon as we start dropping videos of how it went from this, from Chula to Little Italy, all right, I'm down. I want to go. This is how it is. Our leaders will take us. It's a very direct drive, ride on the way up. Direct shot.
Okay.
Not difficult, not very hilly, very straightforward.
Okay.
The way back, these tricksters, these jokesters.
These tricksters.
Right, get a little beer in them and all of a sudden.
Yeah, they get a little bravado in them. And now they take, oh, manches, bro. He took me down a road that I haven't been on in years and up a hill that I le saco. I don't like going up that hill. It's okay. The second Avenue Hill past 54. And it just goes up by the KOA, and then it just goes up. And
oh, dude, my god,
my legs were dying.
Mm-hmm.
So the positives are you're going to get a good cardio. You're going to get a good cardio, chef. Your legs are going to burn. The bad thing is these guys do it for fun. They're sadists. They want us just like to die on these bike rides.
Oh, I love that.
Join us. It'll be fun. Next week, we're going to go down there doing a little fall brewing. Make sure you come out.
It'll be fun.
$5 at 5 every day. Catch us there. Guess who's working Beyond the Bar now?
Mm.
I work there on Wednesday, chef. Catch me on Wednesday. Last week, I fucked in Chula Vista.
Chula Vista.
Yeah, I have a face. I have a face for Third Avenue. I don't have a face for Little Italy yet.
Calmate.
I need to get streaks in my hair. You know, I need to frost my tips if I'm going to sell drinks in Little Italy.
You need to be a little more frosty.
Sí, me tengo que llevar más metro. Más metro. Is that a term we still use? Can we still say metrosexual?
Yes, of course. You can
okay.
Say metro.
Me tengo que llevar más metro.
I use it every time I describe you.
I'm not metro enough. I'm a little bit metro. I'm Mitrio. Demetrio.
Metrito.
El metrito. I'm not metro enough to serve up of the butt. Catch me on Wednesdays at 3rd Avenue.
Okay.
I made a mistake, or did I? I said, hey,
did I?
Bring me some lunch. I'll give you some beers.
Oh, no.
See, somebody brought me pho. They brought me pho. Big up to Abuelo. Abuelo brought me some killer pho. It was amazing. Then a little bit later, shout out to the homie Tapia. He came through with a Balboa burger. And the reason I wanted to bring this up, the Balboa burgers, Balboa South. Right now, they have a burger aside from the Emo Brown burger. What makes it different than all the other burgers, Barry?
It's better.
It has huevos.
Oh.
Come on,
tiene
guy.
Huevos.
Come on, guy.
I'm looking it up.
Which one's your favorite burger, the Balboa burger?
It was the regular. And it was the el que
Centennial.
Tiene todo. Centennial?
That one. Ugh.
I just had the animal style burger.
Oh, I
so they're
what?
Doing There's yeah, an animal they're style? Doing an homage to In-N-Out and their double double and se la rifaron. Look at those are the animal style fries that they make right there.
Oh.
Yeah. It looks
I didn't know
like
they were doing that.
Look at that.
Oh, Sad. that made my mouth water.
Yep. So look at okay, they're doing an homage.
Papas animal.
El estilo Zacatecas.
And here's the there month of their gosh. Makeover burgers.
So that's what they're doing. They're doing the Jack in the Box, the Ultimate Cheeseburger. They've done the Bacon Cheddar McChicken. They're doing the Guacamole Bacon Cheeseburger. Okay, so I caught it week one. Hell yeah. That's over. No that's more cool. Animal style. No more double-double. Next in line is week number two, Jack in the Box Ultimate Cheeseburger. Basically, nice. They're holding it down. Yeah, and you know, things are getting pricey.
But you know what? If you're looking at the inspo pick, I mean, like, let's just call it for what it
go
is.
Ahead.
Like, the one from the Balboa is significantly better.
Oh,
you see the
obvio.
Height on that burger?
Obvio.
The height
obvio
on that burger
obvio.
Alone, man.
Obvio
look at
microbio.
That.
Look at that.
Damn.
Jeez, they know what they're doing.
Now, that's actually an ultimate cheeseburger.
They know what they're doing.
The last time they did it, they did the double bacon cheeseburger from Carl's Ooh. Jr.
Oh
no, the what was it? The Western
Look
double
at
bacon
you with the mega zoom dog.
Look at that! Delicious.
The mega zoom, dude.
I should have ate one of those before boxing.
You look like Dennis the great. Menace, fool. What the hell, Mr. Weasel?
Oh, Mr.
I prefer
Weasel.
Scary Barry.
So right now things are expensive, hella pricey. But you know what? Every Tuesday I was reading that La Prima. She holds it down, and
Me?
She does. Nah, the other prima. I got primas all
prima.
Over town. I got primas everywhere. Prima Balboa South. She has a deal right now where it's $40 for four Balboa burgers and two large bucket of their fries.
Oh, dude, their fries are so good.
$40, dog. You're feeding
That's
the whole
really
family
good.
With that. That's really good. So head on out there
you
every Tuesday.
You can't
handle.
Do that anymore.
Nope.
At
nope.
any of the drive-thrus.
Ahí te va. McDonald's. Wifey's very strict on the dietary habits of the boys and myself now,
yeah.
You know, because she cares about me. She doesn't want me to die and shit. So she's like, don't take the kids for fast food. Don't do this. Don't do that. So when she leaves town, we do everything she doesn't want us to do. So we'll go
Got
to
it.
McDonald's.
Okay.
And the three boys will have a Happy Meal and maybe like a milkshake is the only extra thing. And I'm old school. I order the two McDoubles for like a dollar. Wait. It's $40 at yeah. McDonald's.
With like dollar menu.
Yeah.
Shit.
I'm like, what is going on?
I know, dude.
When I was a bachelor, every Tuesday was 29 cent burger day, and every Wednesday was 39 cent cheeseburger day.
See,
¿te acuerdas? ¿Te acuerdas? And they had that big ass bucket of fries.
29 cent burgers,
me and my degenerate
that.
Roommates, because boy, were we degenerate. I'm going to let you guys in on a story later on another day, but we were degenerates and those stories will come, they will fucking back my claim up. But every Tuesday, Wednesday, eso comíamos, güey. And we'd buy, each one would take a $20 bin, we'd just buy everything, and that would be for the week. Burgers and cheeseburgers for the week. That's how you get
you would,
an immaculate
reheat them
body
in the microwave
like
or something?
Yeah, bro.
My we, God. Yeah. I mean, well, we know they're not going to rot. Dude, we've seen those videos. Dude.
Look, I was a bachelor once upon a time. Okay. I haven't always been married. You know, I was a bachelor, and my go-to meal as a bachelor was maruchan noodles. First, you
Why
make
did
the maruchan.
Say it like that? Maruchan.
Maruchan perritz. So you take the, you boil the water. I'm going to let you in. Okay. I know you're a chef, and I need you to just give me a thumbs up or thumbs down if you like this meal. Okay.
Okay. Now,
boil the water.
Okay.
And then you put in the ramen noodles. Okay.
Okay.
Y luego lo apagas ya que llega el nivel que te gusta.
Okay.
Al dente.
Okay. Al dente. Okay.
Two and a half minutes.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Then you put in the little season pack.
Okay.
That's un mix on. Separate, Barry. Separate the broth, the consomme from the noodles.
Okay.
Let the noodles dry and become its thing. It already has a little bit of that flavor. But guess what? You saved a little more in that packet because we know how to make a dollar stretch.
Okay.
So then we put a little of that extra seasoning on the noodles. You still have the broth.
Okay.
You toast two pieces of bread and you put mayonnaise on them. Then you put the noodles inside of the bread and it's a maru sandwich. And that's what I used to eat when I was a youngster. And I would fry bologna. Dude, I was hood as fuck.
I'm so confused. Did you just define, like, explain a sandwich made out of ramen noodles?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the views expressed.
Hey, is that a, is that's, you don't think that would be good? Like,
no.
Right, no. And then
that's
what if
a carb on carb.
I eat? Right?
I think you're doing too much anyway. I used to just take
carb
a packet of noodles and just eat those dry. And
Dude,
then
the
we would just put the seasoning in our hand and lick it like Lucas.
Why are you guys eating raw noodles? Like, that's so weird.
Is that
weird.
Bad? Really?
That's
I
so
like
weird.
Crunchy shit.
I look. There's so many other things.
Hot
that
Cheetos
crunchy.
Were invented until like the early 2000s. We had to do something in the 90s.
That's very true.
You guys are so.
Well, now I'm more refined.
Not with you.
I'm more refined. We go get our noodles across the street from Mona Lisa in Little Italy. There's a little shop. I forget the name. Asanti, something like that.
Okay.
We get our noodles there. And oh my God, that's a mind blower. That is a game changer, Barry. As soon as you start making noodles the way they were made to be made, and then you put your sauce in them, I'm like, oh, forget about
it. You mean pasta?
Yeah. I call them noodles, bro. I'm from Chula Vista. They noodles. I could be in China. There's still noodles. I can be anywhere. They're going to be noodles.
They're noodles.
You? El Salvador, give me some noodles. Chef, welcome back. What have you been doing? What's going on in the wonderful world of the Chefrey Dahmer?
I've been busy, man. I've been planning all kinds of stuff, filming all kinds of things. It's been really fun. I have a lot of stuff going on, but mostly it's been a lot of writing a new cookbook. So that's exciting.
Another cookbook. I still have a signed one in our recipe drawer, and it says right there.
I'm finishing up I still have like, I don't know, like 40 more recipes to write.
Really?
Yes.
Hey, that's overwhelming, right?
It is.
Like how do you gather everything to create this cookbook?
Well, I mean, this one's a little bit more complicated because it's also not just like all the recipes that I have like in my arsenal. They're like recipes that are essentially inspired by my travels and inspired by how essentially all cultures have taken the taco and made it their own. Like, I'm sure you guys have heard of like the Korean taco.
No. Enlighten us. Really? I used to have maruchan sandwiches. I have no idea what you're talking about.
We're not very cultured here.
I live in a whole different world.
But you know, like
a Korean taco?
Yes.
All right, tell me.
Yes, it's like they use like galbi, which is like that, like bulgogi and stuff, like marinated beefs.
Bulgogi.
And then they add like, you know, what is it called? Like pickled carrots and vegetables over top. And it's amazing. It's delicious. Imagine like Korean barbecue.
Okay.
But inside of a tortilla.
Sold.
Exactly. It's sold. Delicious.
Does it look like these?
Oh my God.
Yeah, see?
I'm tortilla. Oh, I'm taco overwhelmed right now. Oh my gosh.
See? It's like, it's super yummy. So
what is that, chimichurri and everything?
Chimichurri.
I just learned what chimichurri was from the Nacional.
That was good,
delicious.
Right?
Oh, you've never had chimichurri?
Chef.
What is
look
this?
At us. We're,
what is this? What vortex have I fallen into?
We're from a different world, my friend.
I've been a tapatio guy for like 33 years. Okay?
We're from a different world, my lady.
Oh, my goodness.
You have to write a whole cookbook, and that can, oh, my God. If you're not organized, you can't get that project done.
Well, it's like, and sometimes you'll sit down, and then there's just like writer's block. Yesterday was a bad day. Like, I don't know what. I just could not. I was working on this. I was doing a jackfruit curry taco.
Jackfruit curry taco. Wait, you're like a mad scientist. You're creating like new genes and what's going on?
No, like I even reached out to one of my Thai friends, Gan, from who's one of the chefs for Pop Pie Company.
Mm.
And I was like, hey, is this weird? Like it sounds delicious in my head and like it sounds like something I would crush, but like, is it weird to put like papaya salad on top of curry? And he's like, no. Oof. I mean, I get it. Like it would be like a flavor explosion. And I was like, yeah, right. I was like, okay, I'm not crazy. And he's like, they don't traditionally go together. So I think so long as you mention that it's not traditional to do that, like it's fine.
Imagine having chef's Rolodex of friends, bro. It just has like a bunch of chefs in there.
I only want one.
Dude,
I only want one.
You just want Gordon.
I need three.
I want you, Ramsay. Yeah. I want you.
I need three chefs in my book, dog. But imagine chef has a Thai friend that's a chef.
Oh, yeah.
And Mediterranean food friend.
Oh, yeah.
Latin-inspired friend.
I have
friend.
Puerto Rican. I have Dominican.
What do the Canadians bring to the table?
She's out here collecting cultures.
They bring poutine.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay, good call.
Just, not just what your cousins call you.
Hey, guys, let me take this moment to let you know the views expressed by Chef do not necessarily represent Emo Brown. Never have I been called poutine by my cousins. Wow.
He's about to be called poutine by his cousins.
Listen.
They called me Gerber.
Maybe they just meant that you were smothered in gravy.
And like, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what they meant. Oh, my God. Estimated drop date for this recipe book.
Hopefully 2025. I would have liked for it to have been, you know, done this year and maybe come out this year. But I feel like let's give everything time. And, you know, I want to make sure that my manuscript's perfect and we get everything recipe tested. I'm like really, I hate getting a cookbook and you can tell that it was never recipe tested.
What does that mean? Nobody really.
Like there's steps missing.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
There's like an ingredient like listed in the ingredients, but it's not in the recipe, like things like that. And you can tell whenever.
Your name and reputation hinge on these things.
Oh, absolutely.
So why would somebody shortcut that?
Because
they have a deadline and they just want to get it done.
Yeah, they just want to get it done.
Get money.
Exactly. Yeah. So I have somebody that's recipe testing for me. I have multiple people that recipe test for me.
Bestseller, your first book.
I know.
What's up with that?
I know.
I didn't know I had a cousin who was a bestseller in the New York Times and has a friend named Gone. Your Thai friend named Gone.
Yes.
If my name was Gone,
yes,
I would have a kite company or a hang gliding company and I would name it Gone with the Wind. That's what I would do.
Well, what about a hiking company? Gone hiking?
There it is.
Fishing?
Gone fishing.
So many things. So,
no? Gone. You can call me Poutine, but I can't comment on Gone.
We can change the name of this podcast to Gone Too Far.
Yeah. Oh my God.
The moment is gone. What else is going on? I recently read that you're in Tijuana now.
I'm living in Tijuana now.
¿Dónde vives en Tijuana?
So different. I'm not going to tell you anybody.
No?
Address. We need street address.
No, thank you. Wow.
Give me what hood are you in?
I'm in the fancy one.
Oh, woo, shit, with that red hair, girl. Fuck around.
Yeah, I'm in a private community, and like, nobody can access it, so don't try to find me.
What do you love about living in Tijuana right now?
God.
Give me the good.
The gas and electric prices.
Uh-huh.
I spent $6 for my gas and $12 for my electric.
So less than 20 gets it done.
In a month.
That's a monthly rate.
Mm-hmm. So, you know,
that's
amazing.
She has to start producing movies.
I need one more good.
One more good.
It's got to be food related. It's got to be.
Yeah. The fact that you have just the best ingredients, the best food everywhere. Like, I mean, imagine like I remember living in San Diego and being like, oh, my God, I want to go get tacos. Yeah. Now I can literally like drive down the hill and.
Where's your go-to taco spot in Tijuas?
Ooh, that's hard right now.
Is it? You have a lot of them probably.
I do. It depends on what kind of taco you want.
Okay. Yeah, it is very
right?
true.
So if like you want like, yeah, if you want tacos varios or if you want a specific kind of taco, like. I'm a really big fan right now of Tacos El Vaquero. Mm. They have really like the best carne asada right now.
Tacos El Vaquero, not the one here from Chula Vista. The one from down there.
No, yeah.
Damn that face you won for one from Chula Vista. Look at you. No, mames, cabrón.
No tacos in San Diego are like, in my opinion.
No?
Not even.
Not even Canelos that are opening up on Broadway?
No comment.
Damn.
Oh.
I have no idea because I haven't been. Dude, I have no comment.
Rate mine. I go to Tacos El Poblano Notay.
Oh, I've been.
Yeah, you like? Not a fan?
Not a fan.
Shit. Tell me.
Say that into the camera.
I'm not a fan.
Ooh. I didn't know, Barry, but Tacos El Poblano have a sister taco company here in Chula Vista.
Yeah, what's called?
In the shopping center in Costco by the March and Ash. Like, it's Tacos El Poblano right there.
Oh, that's the one I've been to.
I've never been to that one.
Oh, that's the one that I went to. So maybe it's not.
No, I go to the one in Tijuas and Otay. That's what I'm asking you. Your TJ taco spot. Have you been to this one? It's good. They got the birria there, too.
Oh, no.
Everything. For me, it's on the way.
Have you been to
Tacuantolo? No.
Tacuantolo is a good one. They have like beef from Sonora.
And I got beef with Sonora. What's cracking, Sonora?
And they do a costilla taco. So they give you the whole beef rib on the taco. So it's like, it's legit.
I used to have a plug And I'm not even going to begin to like decipher how this guy got all of these meats across the border and into my house.
Oh,
but it was a company called Sonora Cow. Remember, and I don't know if he's a vendor or whatever, but I would get a fresh package of Sonora Cow meats.
Nice.
Yeah, and they would come with thick-ass ribeyes.
Dude.
You know, everything.
So good.
Like, I don't know what happened. He might have gone to jail because it's gone.
Top-notch.
So I do have beef with Sonora. I love it.
I love
the beef from Sonora.
Me too.
Give me the bad of living in Tijuana. Is there some bad right now?
There is some bad, man. Like, you know, me and you, we're really big fans of corridos.
Are
we
corrido now?
Music. Mm. Yes, you.
Okay, go ahead. Tell me more. Tell me more about this illicit lifestyle you live. Go ahead.
Allegedly.
We're like really big fans of corrido music. We love our chalino.
Yes.
We love our music. Anyway, you can't play your corridos in your car or at any restaurant in Tijuana anymore.
Jesus.
It's like actual law. Like the mayor actually.
Está caliente en Tijuas ahorita.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. So,
really?
You know, not a fan of that. And then did you hear what happened on New Year's Eve?
No, dog. I don't even know what happens here.
So Larry Hernandez was supposed to have a concert and somebody threw in two grenades into the spot.
Let me tell you, Larry Hernandez is actually Larry Hernandez.
Oh.
All right.
Larry
Es compa Larry. El Compa Larry. He has his own reality show, right?
He does.
He did or he does? I don't remember anymore.
I don't know, actually.
El Compa Larry. Killer singer.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of those singers that kind of lives up to the lifestyle.
Yeah.
As evident by people throwing grenades at his shows. What?
Yeah.
You don't see that kind of shit at the Tipsy Crow. I'm just going to say that.
I was like, what? I didn't even hear about this while I was over there trying to make a prime rib for New Year's. Uh-huh. Like. That whole thing happened.
¿Está peligroso Tijuana ahorita? Like, is it dangerous to be just chilling
and
doing your thing?
I mean, like, if you tell me, I had no idea. Like, I didn't even have any idea that that happened until the next day because it was, like, on the news, you know?
All right.
But I was like, I never see any weird stuff. So
rule of thumb.
Yeah.
Si buscas, encuentras.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not,
you know,
there
you're not out
around,
there
you know?
Looking for it. For all my British speakers, if you look, you will find. You
if
know,
you fuck around, you
will find
out.
Like, yeah. I mean, we go to Tijuas, like, now, and I have Sentry. First off, don't ask to go to TJ with me if you don't have a Sentry card, because it ain't happening. All right? The level of people I surround myself with to go to Tijuana, top-tier echelon people. We only have Sentry here.
Yeah.
No mames, son 6 horas para cruzar?
Dude, but even Sentry during the holidays was no fun. Like, on the one day, I think it was, like, Thursday, like, December 14th, I will never forget that day because I spent 3 hours
in
at the border
Sentry?
In Sentry.
Otay or San Isidro?
In San Isidro.
Oh,
but dude, there. Like, you know what it is? It's all of the people that live in Tijuana that are like, let's go shopping at Ross. You know what I mean? Like, I swear to you, like, I was just like, people go home. Don't you have to work?
How often
like,
do you come to US?
It was 10 in the morning.
¿Cruzas todos los días?
No, not every day.
No?
Like, I probably cross maybe 3 to 4 times a week sometimes.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Overall,
so we're special. She came up for us.
That's what I'm saying. Nah, she's
got
other things
going on.
Yeah, I left
the house like before 9 o'clock for you guys.
Overall rating of living in Tijuana for you right now.
Overall rating.
Scale of 1 to 5.
Scale to 1 to 5. I would say probably like a 4.
Nice.
Like I'm very happy. I honestly like really love it. Like I love my pad. I've built a little sanctuary there. I have like a dog park in there. I have like a pool. I have a gym. I have like a community center. Like I have everything. Like I have basketball courts, like I have everything that
I need.
Is
it like a singles place or what? Is
no,
it like family?
No, it's actually pretty family-oriented, yeah. It's pretty family-oriented, yeah.
Sounds a lot like Melrose Place, if you ask
no.
me.
No.
No, no, no. Cheap Melrose Place.
I never watched that show,
no?
Did you? I was talking to somebody the other day. I was like, you were either like a Melrose Place or you were like a... ¿cómo se llama?
90210.
90210 all the way.
Strictly 90210.
I was 90210
yeah.
all the way.
All I remember from Melrose Place was a dude named
slutty.
Elizabeth Shue or Andrew Shue. Somebody had a shoe.
Somebody... There I don't know who
shoe.
Was wearing the shoe, but it was a shoe.
Somebody had a shoe. Anyways, whatever.
Yeah.
Do you recommend people move to Tijuana?
No, stay over here.
That's right, girl. Because right now, here. People in Tijuana don't want other residents coming in, right?
No.
It's become like reverse gentrify, like, Nail, no
it
queremos
is,
nada
it
aquí.
It is, yeah. It is, yeah. There's a lot of people that don't speak any Spanish moving into Mexico.
Mm.
And it is not.
It's a bad look.
It is not. Yeah, it's not going well, like, for them, you know? And I'm just like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah.
I get it. Like, I get that we all.
Are these people trying to assimilate, learn the language, maybe, like,
I mean,
learn the culture? Or
some, I'm sure. But, no, there's, like, definitely a lot of expats. That's what we're called, right?
Are you an expat, bro?
I guess, considering I was
born in the U.S. I thought
you
were born in Sinaloa.
No, claro que no.
Fayuca.
Fayuca.
Fayucation Nation. All right.
Yeah, so, I mean, technically, I guess I would be considered an expat, but, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to stay there permanently.
No?
I don't know.
How's the price of cost of living?
Very affordable. Like you'll like probably half of what it is in San Diego.
If you make $4,000 a month, like if you make $4,000 a month,
you're living a rich life
in San Diego.
And you have and you have like somebody cleaning your house every day.
What? Yeah, me. The no. Fuck? No, it's what?
Every day.
Really?
Every day.
When I was a bachelor, dude. Here's another one.
Every day.
I used to have a lady that would clean her house, and she would cook for us 3 times a week. Son of a bitch, dog.
I think her name is Mom, right?
No. I would eventually boomerang my ass right back to her as well. But when I, dude, and I tell wifey, I was like, hey, let me line up some other moves, and I'll get that lady to come back, and she'll make us tortillas and just clean that.
Dude, it's a game changer.
Wifey doesn't want anyone cleaning or doing anything in her house. She is the queen of the castle, and no. She doesn't want anyone else in there.
No.
I don't blame it. Barry, what's going on in the wonderful world of Barry right now?
Shit, I'm in the middle of 2 very crazy gig weeks, so my brain's a little flustered, and I don't know, enjoying this producer life, playing with buttons right now.
Well, let me tell you about your producer life. You didn't play a big part on that side last year, but in 2023, what if I told you we broke the 200,000 streams?
Oh, snap!
In 2023.
Let's go.
I don't know if that's a lot.
Where's the applause button?
I don't know if that's a lot, though.
Yahweh!
Wrong button. Yahweh! I don't know if that's a lot or if that's a little. I'm going to assume it's a lot. Because the year before, we had like 130.
Okay, well,
so let's just say it's a lot more.
It's a lot more. And it's only going to get better.
That's right.
We're lazy. We don't like creating reels. We don't like really doing anything video related, just this. And then we just tweak it a little and then put it up. But tell me we didn't discover there's AI versions of doing reels now.
Yeah, every week I come in here and I talk about how shitty and terrible AI is. Now I'm like, hey, you want to use AI?
Yeah.
What about AI?
Hey, chef, we downloaded this app, and this app will just drop, like this episode, we're just going to drop it in there, sass. And then it's going to go ahead and thumb through it and be like, oh, this was funny. Oh, look at Barry, still not funny. Steve doing it. Let's use more of him. You know, a whole lot of Steve being funny. Oh, chef. Oh, okay, I guess, because sometimes funny. And then... This should make like our content just increase because I don't have time to fucking rewatch our shows and be like, oh, minute 17. Oh, minute 17:30. Oh, 17.
It's a game
basically
changer.
It's funny throughout the whole fucking
thing. It's gonna help us because we can take it, the episode, the whole thing, drop it in. It'll within like what, an hour, create like 25-30 clips.
Shut up.
And we can go in there and we can like
choose what we want.
And we can edit them. So if it makes something that we're like, this is good, but it missed a chunk, we can go in there and like
tweak it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we love tweaking here at Demo Brown.
The cheat code. That isn't tweak your way?
No.
When's the last time you did drugs like that?
Never.
Oh, bullshit, dog. Your parents live in Michigan.
They moved there.
Yeah, to find more drugs.
Yeah.
We'll be back after this regularly scheduled.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we don't want to talk about drugs, huh?
We just talked about all the other shit.
Actually, you know what? I didn't ask you about, what's your go-to restaurant right now in Tijuana? Because, I went on a dinner date.
Yeah.
Wifey and I are back in it. We're back in the zone. I'm on the tail side of UPS, the busy schedule. Mm. So now we lined up a couple of dinners with friends. We went last week with the Smiths, Compa Darren and his wife.
Oh, I love him.
Good people. Great people.
Love you, Darren Smith. He's my best friend.
He's a good guy.
He's my best friend.
We went to ¿cómo se llama? Costa Brava.
Oh, nice.
My favorite restaurant. I'll let you belittle me later. Whatever. I love Costa Brava. I love the chef. I love the owner. I love everybody who works there, the service staff, everything. Okay. And this time we went with somebody who is a sommelier. And apparently they have a great like list, like a wine list. Nice. I had no idea. They have a nice little cellar and everything and blah, blah, blah. She was telling us. So she took over the ordering of the food. I'm sorry, of the wine. And I ordered oxtail. We ordered the paella. Nice. We ordered all the tapas. We had a blast.
Yeah.
I want to take that experience across the border. Mm. What restaurant do you recommend for us Sentry having people to go down to and enjoy ourselves in?
I'm like trying. I mean, Costa Brava is a specific type of cuisine. Did you want to keep it?
No. I just want an experience like that. I want to have fun.
Have you been to Oryx?
I haven't been anywhere. I've been to
I would definitely recommend going to Oryx. I say Oryx is probably at the top of the line.
O-R-I-X?
O-R-Y-X.
Oryx.
Yeah. Oryx is my compadre Rufo's, so I'm biased a little bit, yes. It's his restaurant, but dinner there is spectacular. They have this like squid ink covered angelito fish.
Okay.
So it's like he calls it the black taco. It's squid ink inside of like the cobertura for a fish taco, and then it's got like a beet puree and a avocado mousse, and like it's incredible with like a pico de gallo salsa slaw. It's delicious. And then he does like a roasted habanero salsa on the side that's like fire.
I haven't eaten yet.
Tengo hambre.
I need you to tone it down. No, but that, I look forward when Chef like wants to come on here. It's you have all. I'm on a list that you update.
Yeah,
you're on a few lists,
dude. Yeah, I'm on a list that Chef has, and she has on the notes, and she shares it, and I see that you updated it on occasion.
Yeah,
and it's all of the restaurants. Both sides of the border,
yes.
All demographics. You list Italian restaurants, Mexican restaurants, Thai, Chinese, Japanese, all of the things, steakhouses, bars, breweries, beaches, pubs, everything.
Yeah.
And I'm never at a loss for, like, where do you want to go? I don't know, because I'll legit refer to this note, this list that you left me, and I'll be like, all right, we've done this, we've done this, we've done that.
Yeah, I'm trying to compile a Tijuana list, which is the reason why I've been, because, I mean, people, whenever they come to the region, they're like, you know, my friends who are from out of town will come and say, well, I'm going to San Diego. Where should I hit up? And like, there's my list.
And it's easy to to travel in Tijuana.
It's
not difficult. Yeah, it's a little overwhelming to people. But, hey, if you can drive here, you can drive there.
I agree. And that's what I, like, told one of my friends recently. She got her Sentry card. And I said, hey, just come down. Literally this past Thursday, she drove down from her place in, like, what is it called? Eastlake?
Uh-huh.
Drove.
And I said, she lives in Tijuana now. She doesn't remember Eastlake.
I couldn't remember the
word. What
is
this place called east of Chula Vista, near a lake?
What's the nice part?
The woods. Yes. Eastlake.
Eastlake. So anyway, she I told her, just route it on your map. And she was like, seriously? I was like, just route it on your map.
It,
like,
works.
It literally works. Like, and so she was just like, okay. And they got to my house, and it was, like, perfect. Easy peasy. Like, left their car, went down to Rosarito, and, like, hit up a bunch of places. So yeah, I'm creating a list that's gonna include Rosarito. I think, like,
I'll stop at Rosarito.
And then I'm gonna create a Valle de Guadalupe list. So yeah,
true or false? Correct me if I'm wrong, but your hair is a little bit more vibrant now that you live in Tijuana. I feel like it's a little more potent and can just punches through the screen.
A little bit, yeah.
You love living down there.
I do. I love it down there.
Get away, no.
I do. I love it down there.
I'm only going down there like once a week to Mercado Hidalgo, dude.
Yeah.
Like to pick up stuff for the brewery, like whatever we need. My mom will go, we'll go down there and have food, quick and easy. I found that somebody was selling mazapan peanut butter spread.
Yep.
And it was in a little freaking candy store in Mercado Hidalgo.
Nice.
And they only limited us to let like one per group.
Yeah.
You know, it's good.
It's very
good. That shit is very good.
Have you been to La Carmelita? Your mom would like that place.
Probably my mama, not me.
La Carmelita is a really good place. They have really amazing breakfast. They do like a ceviche del día and stuff. Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah, you love this
I'm
place.
A big advocate he's to get down
the,
there.
He's one of the guys that opened up Corazón de Torta.
Corazón de Torta.
Yeah.
Oh, José. All right. El Coma Tony's compadre there.
Yeah.
Very nice. Look at you. I was not too long ago.
Okay.
I got stuck on two shows. Wifey and I got stuck on two shows. The Eva Longoria, like traveling to Mexico. One, I'd like to get a little insight on what you think of that one. And number two, ooh, the giggle tells me everything I need to know. Get it, girl. And number two, your show, where you go down all of the border towns on both sides. Cousin, that was a dope-ass show.
Thank you. That was a dope-ass show.
I legitimately lost myself in that episode and all of the episodes. You going and visiting places like in Sonora and going and have like, I don't know, like just food that daily people eat down there.
Yep.
Not necessarily like, oh, it's a restaurant specifically in this or we specialize in that. It's like, no, this is where we wake up. We have burritos.
Yeah.
We have breakfast tacos.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that experience. The name of the show. Can we still stream it?
No. Yeah, no.
You got to get it on YouTube,
that
huh?
That was called Taste of the Border. And it's no longer airing because of the big, and I think I had mentioned this to you guys before, but the big WB Discovery merger when HBO and Discovery merged.
App. That's the app we had to get to watch it. That's right. Yes.
Yep. They ended up.
Wifey, cancel the Discovery app. We don't need it anymore. Go ahead. In fact,
we had started a call for everybody.
Canceling
Discovery. No, listen, I mean, it is what it is. Like, but yeah, they had to take a loss. That's when they killed Batgirl, remember?
No. Really?
Yeah, they killed the Batgirl movie.
What a topic. Like, what a premise. Mm. You know, somebody who's actually from the region. Wait.
Yeah.
Somebody who's like, you know, you're from San Diego.
Yeah.
But guess what? We're next to Tijuana, so you're very well versed in the food and everything that goes down and the culinary experience that you'll get.
Yep.
And just taking that shit all the way down across the border.
Yeah, 1,954 miles we traveled from San Diego all the way to
your cameraman.
Everything. Yeah, we had so many. Yeah, it was such a good team, and I had such a blast.
Tell me you have another project like that coming up. That's what I want. That was your element. That was your zone.
Not quite, but I do have a different show called La Mesa Mexa, which I'm doing with Gordon Ramsay. It's an all-digital series on YouTube. And that one is not quite Taste of the Border because it's obviously not travel documentary style, but it's still an opportunity to share Mexican food and Mexican ingredients. And I'm doing one recipe and one cocktail in every episode. So it's cool, man. Yeah.
Living the dream, bro. Living the dream.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big deal because obviously it's with Fox Entertainment and it's with Gordon Ramsay Productions. So that's
get really, it, girl. Really so ever since you won, like what? Chef Gordon, he loves you now or what?
Well, I mean, he knows that I'm putting in the work, right?
When's the last time you called him?
I don't think I've called him recently.
Let's do it now.
Go ahead. Give him a call. I got to talk to him about his beef Wellington.
No. I have to. I'm trying to be like give him his space right now because he's just finished filming. So.
Oh, man. I bet a lot in the industry. You got to give each other space. Okay, guys. Right now, I'm in my space.
I send Chef at least one or two a month. Yeah? Just a fucked up meme or video of Gordon Ramsay.
He just wants to make me cringe.
And I'm like, I'm hoping one day she's like, just my friend sends me.
You're a savage fool. You are a savage. Hey, but don't let this deter from Eva Longoria show. You giggled.
Oh,
is it a good? I liked it. Time out. I'm very basic. Wife and I really enjoyed it. Yeah. Tell me why I shouldn't like it.
Do you really want me to comment on this?
I don't know. Is it okay? Is it not a good representation of?
It's not that. It's just that she visited probably about, I don't know, 7 of the same places that we visited on my show.
Oh, okay. So it's very mirror.
It's very similar to my show.
Does that mean you just took all the good spots maybe?
Sure.
She had a whole scouting team, I'm assuming, because it was like on CNN.
Everybody has to scout locations and everything.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? The Chef Claudia experience? It did? Damn, I didn't know this. All right.
Yeah. So it was a little hard to watch some of it because I was like, wow. Like
well, that, then I take it back.
Shot,
I don't like
that
it.
That shot is literally like our shot. Like we did the exact same thing at that place in that table. Like,
all right. Fuck. So and we can't
so
see.
So it's rough, you know?
So we can't see your shows anymore at all. We could probably find it on YouTube.
You can find like segments. Yeah. I have like, you know, some of the segments of it. But yeah, it sucks. It is what it is. I mean, these, you know, what do they say? Mimicry is the biggest form of flattery.
You know? So bite just, me.
Yeah, it's I'm See, that's like double I said, I'm really happy, with what we did, and obviously other people really liked it too.
Obviously,
if they noticed.
If yeah, well, if, shit. If the housewife, ¿cómo se llamaba su programa? Desperate Housewife found it.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, more power to her. Like I said, I'm always going to be like all about supporting Latinas. So and she's been such a huge advocate for Latinos. So I'm like there for it. But that was definitely a little rough to watch.
Gay gotcha. Damn you, Barry, for bringing that up.
Me and my executive producer just kept emailing each other like, did you see that? Did you see this? Like, that was rough. And then hearing her say huitlacoche was really rough, too.
Yeah.
But she says it. You know, she's
Mexican comes in different. We come in different styles.
She's a Tejana, right?
Yeah, she's Tejana. We pronounce things differently. Barry, you know.
We got a friend who can't say Zacatecas.
Zacatecas. Sasasesas. That's a sexy Lexi.
Sexy Tecas.
That was rough, yeah.
Much love to Sexy Lexi right now. We love you very much. Handle.
We love you.
Sasasesas. Sasasesas. That is forever, dog. Going to be one of my favorite reels. I'm going to have to release that one again just for funsies.
Yeah, and then you started calling it Zizix.
Right around the time that everybody started giving him shit about like talking about people who can't speak Spanish properly. Like, he's a bully for people that don't speak Spanish properly. And then that reel comes out.
Yeah, like people thought I was a bully for that, dog. I'm like, no, I'm just letting you know that's not how you say it.
Education. Education through laughter.
Say champurrado.
Champurrado.
That's my guy.
Hey.
You know, he's Latinx. Barry is Latinx. Anytime I see a white guy in the South Bay.
Now the term is Latine.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Hold on. I might have to change my pronouns. Go ahead.
No, now the new word is Latine.
¿Por qué?
Because there's no gender or anything.
Latine, like Latine. I guessed it?
Because, andale.
Latine! Latinaste, perro. No, it's not that, I'm assuming.
No.
Okay, so it's Latine.
Yeah.
Why? But
because X like doesn't really exist in Spanish that way, right?
X?
So, yeah.
So I mean,
that's a very like that's a Latin-ish. Very like essentially like yeah, you in Spanish you would never say Latin exactly.
Okay.
So
nothing Latine, against any of Spanish, those things.
In the Spanish speaking language, that's what you would do. You would say Latine.
What's your feeling on that?
I like it.
I think it?
Yeah, it makes a lot more sense.
More inclusivity.
It really bothered me when people were trying to do the Latinx thing because it's a very like Americanized, very like way of thinking
of it. These motherfuckers are like, trying to ram that shit down my throat.
They're trying to change. Yeah, they're trying to change the whole language. Okay. And we had this conversation, and I'm like,
sorry.
In the Spanish language, sorry. It's not like,
sorry. We don't want your fruteria in the barrio either, Barry. All right, so you take that shit and get out.
You need more fruterias. Yeah.
Fruterias.
I'm
gonna bring some fresh fruterias to you guys.
Fresh fruit. Let's go.
Oh, Latin name. Oh,
keeping it fruity, guys.
So many rules. So many regulations. Just be happy. Why can't we just be happy?
That's what I'm saying.
I've had Barry. What else we got going? Oh, Barry. Let's talk about the Golden Globes before we get into your topic.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah. I don't normally watch shit like this. But yesterday, we were laying down, like, in the living room. And the everyone is sick in my house. You know, okay. Everyone's slowly, like, creeping out of the cave of La Cueva de Enfermedad.
The cave of wonder?
Yeah, dude. And it's like, oh, man. Everybody's got the stuff. I sound, like, a little bit. ¿Cómo se dice?
You better stay away.
Stuffy? What do you call it? Mormado, dog. Super mormado. But, that's what we do. We were hanging out. Wifey made some albondigas for everybody.
Oh, qué rico.
Turkey albondigas.
Never
that's
mind.
Rex. Yeah, let's relax.
Take it back.
I'm telling you, wifey's super strict with the dietary shit.
Dang,
that we for
dude,
the,
but
hella,
like, why?
Hella.
Okay.
Meatloaf, nail. Turkey loaf. You know, albondigas, turkey albondigas.
Interesting.
Chicken burgers. All this. I'm like, I love her for it because she's trying to, you know, she wants me to live forever.
Oh, you
know? I can't. I'm not a Dyson.
All right.
But.
I'm not a Dyson. Did you say I'm not a Dyson?
No. I was watching, we were watching the Golden Globes, and I have no fucking clue what the Golden Globes are. Apparently, it's an award ceremony for movies and TV shows.
Yes.
Right? Correct. And what I did like is that they included stand-up comedy routines into this.
Oh, God.
Yeah. They didn't include Dave Chappelle. Wonder why. I wonder why. Fucking weenies. But I guess they had Joe Coy.
Joe Coy?
Joe Coy.
He's like, funny. Filipino.
Top-notch. Filipino. Hardcore. Next level.
Yeah.
Pretty much like a... I feel like he has an approach to the Filipino culture as our Mexican comedians have an approach to our culture.
Yeah.
So I can see the appeal. I can see the love. I can see why people are all about him. I couldn't see why all these actors were butthurt with him. It sounds like he got a lot of pushback.
Yeah.
A lot of hate got thrown his way.
Yeah.
Why, Chef?
Because he dropped a joke about Taylor Swift and camera shots and all that. And
why do we have to take ourselves so seriously?
I don't get it. I was just like, just freaking take the joke and laugh. I don't understand. Yeah, it was. I think it's just the Swifties.
Yeah,
like, Taylor Swift.
Tell me about these Swifties, fool. What are the Swifties?
Can't be joking about her.
No,
they are. She looked beautiful though. Look at her. They're her fans. Like all of her fans are called Swifties, and they just attacked. Like they just went in hard on Joe Coy last night.
I feel bad for the tight end she's dating right now.
Yeah, wait till they find out how the Kansas City Chiefs are doing.
Wait until like they break up. They're gonna hate football. They're gonna cancel football, dog. The Swifties are gonna say, no más NFL.
That's it.
You're done.
Not for ladies.
No, I think he's gonna marry her. You guys don't think so?
I don't know. I don't know
if he's smart
about that, dude. You know what I know about Trevor?
They look
Trevor.
Super Trevor. Travis.
Travis and Taylor Swift is that anytime that she's at the game, he wins. Anytime she's not at the game,
then
he has a shit
keeper,
game.
Right?
I guess,
by like the, what is it called?
But imagine, Barry, imagine
the
we're
NFL athletes. Will not let them lose while she's there. Oh. That's why.
Imagine you and I were like hardcore NFL fans. You and I, we're NFL fans, diehard, bro.
Sure.
We go to the games. We're at Arrowhead in Kansas City, rooting in our Chiefs. You know, I picture you without a shirt, and you've painted your body red.
Totally.
And you have a yellow arrow on your shirt.
Double fisting hot dogs.
That is you, okay? Me, I'm just laughing at you. I'm like, what are you doing, Barry? We're fans. We're not fanatics. And then all of a sudden, one of our players starts dating a pop star. And the objective of watching the game has now shifted over to what is Taylor doing in the booth? What is Taylor doing? I would kind of get butthurt. I'd be like, why are we taking away attention from the actual game?
Yeah.
And showing, you know, because I've watched a few of the games that are national televised when it's the Chiefs and whoever, and Taylor Swift is there. It's like literally every 5 seconds they're going into the booth like, oh, what's Taylor doing? Who's Taylor talking to?
That happens like award shows and stuff too.
You know, like. Just do a picture in picture. That way it's like we
what
can always
this
see
was
what
all
the
by
reaction
design?
Is.
She should live stream the NFL games.
What if this was by design?
It's claro.
You know, let's raise some money, dude. It's almost like when Chicharito went to, see, I'm going to take you deep into the woods right now, into the weeds of marketing.
I like weeds.
Intercontinental marketing. Different demographics doing the dance, raising money. Chicharito went to Manchester United, one of the largest clubs of any sport in the world.
Mm.
Why would they choose him over other highly capable football players in the world because he's Mexican.
Yeah.
And he has such a huge following and they brought him over there and he was good, but he did better in the resale of the jerseys. That dude sold so many Manchester United jerseys in England, around the world.
Yeah.
Everybody started getting Chicharito jerseys. All of a sudden he's a star. I'm like, hell yeah. What if they're doing the same thing? What if we should be doing shit like that, dog?
I would say we should have Taylor Swift on the show forever, dude.
We got to get Taylor Swift on here.
I'm the closest you're going to get to Taylor Swift. I play a Taylor guitar. That's as close as we get.
We got Chef, bro.
We got Taylor Swift.
That is our Taylor Swift, okay? Chefy Swift. We got Sheffy Dahmer here today. And then another comedian was on the Golden Globes.
Yeah, who?
Zach Gaffigan?
Galifianakis?
No. Gaffigan.
Jim
Gaffigan. And apparently he made some bad
jokes.
How
am I the one that knows these names?
You know everything.
Aren't you like the big watch TV comedy fan?
Dude. I don't watch TV. I don't watch TV. I don't do nothing.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the human version of mayonnaise, dude. Look at this guy.
Hey, guys.
Human version of mayonnaise.
You don't like this hat? Hey, there
Pop Pocket.
Jim Gaffigan. Apparently, he was dropping some ill-advised bombs yesterday.
Really? Yeah. I didn't hear about this one.
Commenting on pedophilia.
Ooh.
What did they say? I think he said something like, you know, we should look into getting a new category in the Golden Globes, the Pedophile of the Year Award. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Nobody said shit. He's silent, dude.
Did you see Cat Williams calling people out?
Did you guys see the list that came out, the Jeffrey Epstein list? Mm-hmm. That's terrifying.
Was Stephen Hawking on there?
Was Barry on it?
Stephen Hawking was on there. Damn. Oprah was on there.
Okay, like, so what do we do with this list, though? What?
I don't know, but like it's hella sketch, right? I mean, like Michelle Obama was on the list.
Have you seen everybody, like as soon as they report on it, like all the news stations, like there's a super cut of it where like—
What do you mean?
Within the first 10 seconds, like they bring up the story and then they go, but this list doesn't imply that everybody on the list is a criminal. Like—
You got to throw in that allegedly.
Yeah, I mean—
Yeah,
you know, like, of course, like, not everybody on that list is probably
so
a bad, like,
it's so gross.
Tom Hanks is on there.
I know.
What am I going to do now? I can't watch Big with my kids anymore? What the fuck?
I'm shook by it. Like, yeah? Aren't you?
I'm not, okay. Famous fighter, like Nate Diaz once said, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. These guys have power and money and fame. They're on their own bailiffs. Michael Jackson was on the list.
Shut up. Nobody was surprised.
I thought he was.
Cayete.
Michael Jackson is the list. I'm saying.
What a crazy time. Hey, are we getting to the end of the world? Are we getting close to the end of times? The aliens are starting to make a run for their money.
Did you see that video from Miami? Dude. It's your people in Florida, man. I'm telling you, we need that Florida report back.
8 to 10 foot aliens rolling around. Dude, they brought out every police officer in the city
that
of Miami.
That was insane. And then they tried to be like, oh, it was just a shooting.
It was kids setting off fireworks and throwing them on each other. There was a shooting in Otay Ranch at Novo Brazil Brewing, and two cops went. That's it. They didn't send anybody out. But apparently in Miami, if there's fireworks and shit going down, they send everybody out there. What a crazy, honestly, prima, what a time to be alive, dude. This is crazy.
It is very
What a time to bring other people into this world. Like, I always feel super guilty about that, like, the craziness that we live in, and like, we brought people into this. Whoops.
It's crazy. It's wild.
We didn't know.
I got three little kids I got to fucking worry about. And this, fortunately, my kids right now, they're all about baseball. They're all about Call of Duty. And they're all about like having, I make a dessert dish now. Okay. You can put this little feather in my cap. It's called the banana cream pie crust dessert. I take the Marie Callender's crusts, bake them, crumble them up, layer. Pudding. I make a nice little jello pudding, vanilla, and then I throw in some whipped cream, and then I put some bananas, and then repeat, put it in the fridge. Sale, preciosa esa madre.
Okay.
That's the other thing my kids are into. They're into desserts, they're into video games, they're into eating, and then just partying, having a good time. I want to keep them like that.
Yeah.
I want to keep their world like that. Hmm. These last 3 weeks of them being on vacation, on winter break, I love them.
Yeah.
I love this 3 weeks. So it's like, how many more of these 3 week winter vacations do I legitimately have with my kiddos before they're just gonna be gone and big and just doing their thing, like swiping right, doing hookups on the internet, and then they're adults, and then STDs, and then I'm a grandpa. Oh my God, dog.
You okay?
No. You have a college student.
I know.
How is that?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Oy. Yeah, it's crazy.
Did you fall to pieces when she left?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine, but I can see that shit happening to me.
I mean, like, I think also it like, the fact that it was, like, me and her, like, single mom for, like, 14 years, like, all by ourselves, like, and then suddenly just, like, not having, like,
that's that your partner
person,
in crime right there.
Dude, like, I did not realize how, like, because I was always the person that would, like, shit on other parents. That's, you know, it's like, that saying is true. Like, do not talk about people when you don't know what you're, like, what they're going through. Because I used to be, like, why are these parents so like upset? Like their kid went off to college. They're doing the thing. Like everything's like great.
And let's not misconstrue it. We are happy that our kids are developing, growing, 100%. And experiencing new things 100%. And doing this. But that doesn't deter or take away from the fact that I'm going to be heartbroken as soon as my kids like leave the house. I don't want them to leave. I do. I want to roll a house in boxers and a tank top.
That's how
I get down.
You want to leave? Just start doing that now.
Shit, maybe. But yeah. Oh my God.
It's a lot. It's a lot. And it wasn't until a friend of mine talked to me about it and was like, it's once you accept that it's grief, you're going to start to know how to manage it and how to work through it. And I was just like, it's not like my kid died. Like, what are you talking about? They're like, no, but you are, that part of your life has ended. Like, that part of motherhood has died forever. And I was just like,
fucking what? Yahweh moment of the week right there.
Yahweh.
Oh my God.
Seriously though, it was like, it was really heavy. And like, I spent a lot of weeks. Like, I am not a crier. Like, I do not cry. Like, unless something's like really, really like intense, like I don't cry. And I spent days where I was I cannot cry anymore. Like, I have to get out of bed. Like, I have to get out of bed. And that's why, I don't know if you remember that I got this little pug that I was like trying to get rid of at some point. Cause I was just like, I can't take care of this little dude. I swear to you, I'm so grateful for my dog, because I truly think, like, if it had not been for him forcing me to, you know, get out of bed and take him to go pee, there would be days where I would have never left the house. Like, it was bad. Like,
Bad. That's what I have to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. You're welcome.
Can't wait.
Hey, at least somebody warned you. Yeah. Like, I didn't have any of my friends warn me. Like, they were like, oh yeah, I'm going through it. But they weren't honest about it. And I feel like more people should talk about it.
My parents don't fucking cry. What happened to my parents, Woolen?
My parents are crying if I showed up.
Yeah, Barry flies to fucking Michigan like, oh, do you plan on staying a few days? What's going on?
No, they'd be so stoked. They keep trying to get me move out there. I'm like, mm-mm.
You're like, uh-uh.
You wouldn't move over there?
Fuck no.
Why not?
There's nothing to do. Like, so what am I going to work? What am I going to work?
I don't know, bro.
Like, there's one bar in that town.
Point. Where did Laverne and Shirley work? I don't know. Are they from fucking Michigan? Where are they from?
I don't know, man. I would be a complete change of everything. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
I can't do it.
Eh, it's a bad time to be a comic, I guess, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Poor Joe Coy.
No mom.
Moral of the story.
Oh. Chef, before we get into the BJ, the 15-minute BJ, what else you got going on? You were mentioning to me a little bit of Mozart. What's going on there?
Yeah, I teamed up with Mainly Mozart, which is an organization, a nonprofit organization here in San Diego, which does a lot of work across the border. And that's honestly why I got involved. They do music education for free for over 350 students in San Diego. And then on top of that, they work with the autism community, and they bring a lot of concerts to Tijuana and bring those classes to Tijuana as well. And so an organization that's binational like that, let's do it. And so when we started to try to concept, you know, what we were going to do together, they were like, we want you on our soiree, this gala committee. And I was like, all right, cool. Well, let's come up with something cool. Like, I want to do some experiential stuff. And so then we came up with this idea of creating a culinary concerto, is what we're calling it.
Pero por qué concerto?
Because that's what you call it, you know, with the music. Because essentially what we're doing is we're joining 20-plus chefs from all over the country, celebrity chefs. And they will be cooking for one table of 12 tableside. So you'll be at this table, for example, and there will be 11 other of your friends. And you'll have a chef at your table, and they will be cooking four courses for you right there at tableside. Yes.
Is that intimidating as a chef?
No.
No, that's your bread and butter. Yeah, that's what you want.
Imagine it's like 20 plus chef's tables happening all at once. So it's like a symphony of flavors, right? And then on top of that.
Say it again. Say that one again.
And then on top of that, we have Alexander Rybak like coming out, and he's like this Eurovision violinist who's like crazy famous. He has like millions and millions of followers.
I went down the rabbit hole watching him.
Did you?
Yeah, I went deep dark dive on him. I was like, oh wow, this guy gets down.
And also he has like groupies. It's crazy. Yeah, everywhere he goes, he has like people standing outside of his like hotel
room.
Fucking
Barry has groupies. That doesn't impress me anymore. Okay, groupies don't impress me. Barry has them.
Pete doesn't count, dude.
So we have him, and then we have the littles, which are like essentially like the little kids from the Mainly Mozart Orchestra who will be playing. Then we have the
when is this?
March 22nd, we're going to be holding it at the Julep venue.
Tickets available now, or how do we do that? What's the word?
So it's a little bit complicated.
All right.
Oh. You can only buy tables.
Ah, perdón.
Yeah, so you can only buy tables, and then on top of that, there are some seats that are available. But
so you got to go in with at least 12 people then.
Ideally, yeah.
Yeah, you got it, and there's 20.
Yeah, and everything's tax deductible, so it's a really good opportunity, you know. But on top of that, it's really high caliber chefs. Like from Valle de Guadalupe, we have Drew Deckman from Deckman's en El Mayor. We have Miguel Angel Guerrero, who's the creator of Bajamed. Food. I have Michelle Matalin coming in from Mexico City, who is the winner of MasterChef Latino. We have Pieta Spain from Next Level Chef coming in, Angelo Sosa, I'm trying. Chef James Tahan from Miami is coming. He used to be on Telemundo. So anyway, we have
a heavy hitter.
Yeah, it's like it's celebrity chef status. Sam, the cooking guy's got a table.
All right, now I'm in. What's going on? Is he going to make not tacos?
Guy on here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be. He has a couple of restaurants, yeah, including Grace. So yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. I'm super, super excited for this one.
Culinary Concerto, culinary director, Chef Claudia Sandoval, the winner and judge, Master Chef. Save the date. Mainly Mozart Gala Culinary Concerto, Friday, March 22nd, 2024 at the Julep. Yeah. I love it when it doesn't have a price because you know they're going to get you. Because you know you're paying for an experience here, baby.
I mean, it's the first time that something like this has happened, okay, right? So it's like it's really kind of experimental. But
how much do you think for a table it would cost?
Oh, I know exactly how
much. Okay, how much is it for a table?
The most expensive table is 50 grand.
Okay, let's go to the, tú sabes, the Maruchan.
Is there a berry table?
25 grand.
What's the cheapest table?
12 grand.
Okay, so it's $1,000 per person, roughly.
Roughly. Four courses, again, Eurovision winner, and again, celebrity chefs. And
that's a little out of my price range.
and you get to choose.
How exciting to even be part of that, dude.
I mean, the fact that they chose me as culinary director is really, really an honor.
Is there a chef?
I'm still waiting for Chef Gordon Ramsay to respond if he's going to be part of the event.
So. Oh, no, that dicho.
Is he just going to come in like yell at everybody like, this chicken is shit?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Is that real? Is he mean like that?
When he's working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, man. I would cry.
Did you see that? Speaking of the Golden Globes, did you see that the bear won?
Yes, but I don't know that show at all.
What do you mean?
Okay, I'm going to reiterate to you again. I don't watch TV. Like, I don't know when Yellowstone came out, but I just started watching it.
Oh, it's so good.
You know, so like I'm like 5 years behind on everything. Nothing. Oh, I don't have time, and I really don't make time to watch a lot of TV. So because the kids keep me busy, bro, and everything else we do keeps me busy. But yes, I saw that the bear was. It's apparently a big. There's a show named Barry.
Was a big one too.
There's a show named Barry. I had no idea, fool. Yeah, no idea.
Ain't the Barry you're looking for?
Oh my
for,
god!
Here we go. This
dude,
one's for you, Claudia.
Jeremy Allen White. Can okay. we just look at the Calvin Klein ad for a minute? Did okay. you hear about this?
No. Well, why would I?
Jeremy Allen White did this. It's one of the most talked about Calvin Klein ads, like of all time. And okay. I swear to you, like. The video was playing on my phone for like 3 hours.
Lord. It was on Let's loop. See. It was on Goop? What did you say?
No, it was on loop.
There you go. There you go, Steve.
Those are painted ads, dog. Obviously, this guy.
Claro que no. They have videos.
How does this picture sell underwear?
Yeah. How does that face belong to those abs?
What's You're not wearing on? Those underwear.
I don't care. I'll buy them for somebody.
God.
Stocking stuffers.
Look, I'm not
Stocking
a hater.
I'm not
a hater.
I'll buy them for the guy I'm dating that has a dad bod.
Hey. Dad bods are in.
They are.
Okay, we're real.
If he's got a dad bod, just get one of these. Try an apple.
You think that guy's going to go and have a beachy taco with you?
Ladies, go to the Calvin Klein Instagram
and
play the video.
I'm more of a Marky Wahlberg fan myself. I'm the era of good vibrations. Come on, come on, come on.
No, you just want to like turn around and go, yes, chef.
that's a movie or a show about the restaurant industry?
Yeah.
And it's hardcore and gnarly.
It's really intense. Like, it's really intense. It's weird that it was also in the category of comedy.
Okay, which, because it wasn't.
I mean, there is some funny parts, but it's not comedy per se. Like, it's very intense.
I read Kitchen Confidential a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I had no idea the lifestyle of, you know, working in a kitchen. He painted a very dark picture
of
working in this industry, chef.
Yeah, it is very dark.
Exactamente así.
Yeah, like
drugs, no sleep, just like.
Unruly sex,
overindulging in all of the vices,
all the things.
Hey,
that's really what makes food delicious,
I guess. That's the extra sazon that people talk about. Sazon. Oh, I need some of that in my life. No, yeah. I think I did the right thing, and
I think it's starting to change. And people, I think Kitchen Confidential had a lot to do with it, but people have had a lot more conversations, especially about how dark it is, because you know, like he called us, we're all a bunch of freaking misfits that like. Uh-huh. You know, that really just kind of found a space to be ourselves, and we could be creative and do all these things. But with that comes a lot of dark emotions and that people aren't dealing with. And then with substance abuse and alcohol abuse, and obviously it just.
Do you have a therapist? Is that too personal? You have a therapist?
I do have a therapist.
I have a therapist too now.
Mm, what's up? It's good, huh?
Barry, 15 minute BJ, please.
I don't even do the 15 minute BJ anymore. How about we just talk a little bit, huh? I don't know. I got a topic that kind of goes back to what you guys are talking about, raising kids.
Yeah.
Lately,
raising kids.
Pete's been expanding his horizons in the shows that he watches and such. And it's come to my attention that he's starting to watch shows that we feel are more directed towards girls. And in today's day and age, it's like, is that something people still trip out on? Like, because I remember growing up as a kid, it was like, boys watched Ninja Turtles, girls watched Care Bears, or like
what
whatever.
Mean? I watched Ninja Turtles.
I mean, watched Care Bears. Fool, we did the Care Bears stare.
More crossover, I feel like, on boy shows than there's on girl shows, and I don't understand what it is
Snorks.
In my own head.
What category would
I
you put the Snorks,
Snorks.
Under?
Stoners.
Stoners.
You're my favorite person today.
Come
because
on
nobody
with the Snorks. Snorks.
Yeah, but like, I'll give you an example.
That show.
There's a show called Gabby's Dollhouse, okay. And this is the one that he's like really getting into. And like, I'm still a big fan of like, just let Pete be Pete. Do his thing.
Claro.
But when this show comes on and I hear him start repeating the things, I'm like, he's just a sponge absorbing all this stuff. And I feel like as parents, it's our job.
What is he repeating though?
Funnel that. Like just her mannerisms. It's the things that she like does in the show and like how she like wears little cat ears and all these things.
You gotta let Pete.
I'm gonna let Pete be Pete. Like he likes to wear costumes and stuff, and that doesn't bother me. But I'm just saying, like, if you take a look at this show, it's like this is not like directed towards little boys, you know?
Why not?
Because it's very pink. It's very...
Damn, Barry.
So I don't know. So that's what I'm saying. Like, am I a fucking backwards-ass
so
parent
that,
for like...
So you're saying that pink is a girl color?
Did my you generation,
know?
Yeah.
Did you know that pink is my favorite color?
Yeah, and I've always thought you were a little girly.
Yeah. I think pink and blue are my favorite colors.
I think trying to define any show or anything as like gendered is also just like, what? Why?
There's a new law that stores with over...
Barry, buy receipts!
Over 50... Over stores with over 50 or 500 employees or something like that, basically like big stores like Walmart.
Yeah.
They now have to have a gender neutral toy section, which I felt like there already was. Like if things are for everybody,
oh,
then
wait,
like
so this isn't for employees.
They have like this is, the pink aisle, which as a kid I grew up recognizing that's the pink
that's
aisle.
A girl
that's
aisle.
Barbie's.
Yeah.
The girl aisle. For thank sure. you. Pink girl yeah. aisle. Mm. And then they have like the G.I. Joe and the like
the camouflage aisle.
Yeah. And then in the middle there's
because you couldn't find it.
There's like Play-Doh and Legos and like other toys like dinosaurs
like
and stuff.
Toys.
That, but like now they got to put it as like gender neutral. That's what I'm saying. Like in today's day and age, is it still a thing where it's like this is boy stuff, this is girl stuff, or is it just everybody stuff? Like
I don't know, man. This is going down a rabbit hole. You know?
This is the rabbit hole
and
I live
it's
in.
A and listen, you are the best parent for Pete that Pete has ever had. You know, you and your lady are gonna raise Pete in the best way that you guys seem appropriate to raise your son. You know, I'm going to do that for my kids. You've done that for your daughter.
Yeah.
You know, you've made. Where did she go to school? She went out of state or she's California?
University of California, Merced.
Okay, UC Merced. You know, so she did an excellent job raising him. Fuck, killer job, Don. Single mom, raising a UC student. Look at you. Hell yeah. So, I mean, you know, we're all going to do our best. I think sometimes right now, especially, there's a little too much of everything going on. Mm. Like, let's just fucking just be a kid. Go do your thing. There doesn't need to be so many labels and tags on everything. Oh,
there's
this
a lot
is...
more people nowadays trying to like raise your kids for you.
Yeah, well,
you know,
don't
like,
let that.
Trying to, like,
I don't.
Tell you what
I don't
do.
Blame the kid for that. I blame the parent for allowing that to actually happen.
Well, they like go to school.
Okay.
Or they go, you know, just on the internet in general. And
don't let them use the internet. Our kids don't use the internet. You know, the kids right now are all about, like I said, music.
That's because they're kids.
Yeah.
But when they're high schoolers.
Oh, well, that's, they're not kids anymore, bro. At that point, they're young adults.
Or when they go to school and their friends have the internet. Like,
I hate to break it to you, but you're not going to be able to keep the blinders on for them.
Yeah, Mussolini.
Forever.
I don't know what kind of environment you're trying to raise Pete in, but it's,
I mean, I'm just saying in general, like I had to learn that lesson really, really quick with Yanni when she was about 12, that like it does not matter how much you try to shelter your kids or try to keep them small or try to keep them innocent or ignorant to some of the other things that we all think are too adult or too whatever. Like it does not matter. They will be exposed to these things. So it's really a matter of having those conversations with your kids that are age appropriate at the time, like and continue to have those conversations and build that relationship of being able to talk openly about these subjects. Because the more that you say, oh, well, I don't want my kid exposed to violence. I don't want them playing because they're a sponge and they're behaving that way or whatever, right? That is you being a parent and you also having those conversations, because guess what? At some point, it's like back in the day for us, how old were you when the first person gave you a Playboy?
I was 8 years old at my tia Nora's house.
Right? Back then it was a Playboy.
In her bathroom.
Back
and
then
I pulled
it was a
it
Playboy.
Out.
Now it's
killer articles.
Now it's hardcore porn on the phone.
But now it's exactly. Exactly. And when you realize that, there's just it's impossible, you're just going to have to create an opportunity to have that conversation.
Like I feel my role as a parent is to prepare my children the best I can to deal with those kinds of situations.
Exactly.
Those kinds of interactions. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to be there holding their hand when somebody says, hey, dude, here's a fucking joint.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah. They're going to be like, hold on, Playboy. Is this sativa? Is this a hybrid?
Is this
indica? Where is this from, dog? Where is this from? You know, like, I want them, whatever the situation is, I just want them to be well-versed and approach it, like, with questions. Like, I don't want them to be followers and just succumb to whatever's out there, dog.
Yeah.
You know, I want my kids at least, I want my kids to be assholes, you know?
No, I just want Pete to be a critical thinker. I want him to see a situation and assess a situation before diving in. Because I feel like everybody sees a situation and goes, I need to dive into this shit. Like, no matter what it is, everybody's like, I got to inject my opinion on this stuff.
It's human nature. We are all cause and effect. Like, you know, we all, a lot of us have to learn, como dice mi mamá, a chingazos, you know? Like, some people have to go through life and learn every bump and
how old are we now that legitimately I feel like the generation of yesteryear is like, when I was little, it was this. When I was little, it was that. You know what I'm saying?
We are. But that gap gets shorter and shorter because for our parents, it was like a 40-year gap. Like back in the day, it was 40 years ago.
Yeah.
For us, back in the day, we think is like maybe what, 20 years ago?
20 years ago.
But think about 8 years ago. Think about 4 years ago. How much changes in such a short amount of time? Like,
so much.
Every year is a fucking life. 40 than we are to 2000.
Dude.
Think about that.
The fact that we'll hopefully live to see 2050 is insane. Just think about that.
Yeah.
Like, I thought about that.
10 years ago, Instagram didn't exist, right?
Crazy. Yeah, now Instagram runs everything.
Like,
social media wasn't a thing 15, 20 years ago. Now social media is everything.
Yeah, and that's like the gap of like back in the day just gets shorter and shorter and shorter. It's like everything's so immediate.
You know? Barry, I thought you were going to be all hella misogynist and not want your child to like do his thing.
Well, no, and before AI cuts me and puts me in this fucking position of like, I hate girl shows. I think it's good.
I'm not
going to
let my son wear girl clothes.
It's okay for boys and girls to watch shows with boy or girl leads. It doesn't matter.
But guess what?
I grew they up can watching have more something boy shows per se.
Specifically for them. Like, it's fine. But there's like, another show he watches is Bluey, the lead, it's dogs, but like the lead character is a girl and her little sister.
I'd be more concerned
that's
with
totally
the name
fine.
Of
like,
the show.
It's not like
Bluey? The fuck is that?
She's a blue healer, okay? It's a dog.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
Well, like, isn't there like, remember Blue's Clues?
I'm totally fine with like Pete watching like anything.
Yeah.
But like,
bottom
when
line,
it's something
raise
that
your child.
I feel
how
like
you
the show is specifically
child,
targeted
bro.
Towards a specific demographic. It's like Pete's not that demographic. He doesn't understand that yet. He just likes the colors, you know?
That's crazy.
But,
look at you, bro.
Kids, that's all what right. I was trying to tell you. Kids just love colors. Like, that's all colors.
Yeah,
like,
I don't mind him liking pink and stuff. I'm just saying,
you don't
like,
mind
you got to watch.
Liking pink.
No,
wow.
He can like what he likes. But I'm just saying, like, if you watch the
Barry.
Show.
Wow.
Go watch an episode with your boys.
Yeah.
Go watch an episode of Gabby's Dollhouse with your boys and come back next week.
I will. Yeah. Like, my kids, they watch some weird ass shit, fool.
Yeah.
They, like.
Is there cartoon. Something that they watch and you're like, I wish they would not watch that?
Nah, I can fuck. They're little. Let them watch whatever they want. Let them wear whatever they want, dude. Like, this whole.
He's dressed like Woody right now, I guarantee you.
My kids are in, like, thick ruffle socks, pajama bottoms, hella, like, comfortable looking. They look like weenies, but I'm like, if you're comfortable, do your thing, man. Like, I don't care. And then they're like, I'm going to go to the store. Who wants to come with me? I'll come with you. I said, get dressed. No. I was like, oh, all right, whatever. Let's go. If you want to go out like that and you want to, like, endure people, like, looking at you or potentially like, that's on you, bro. Like, I'm here. I got your back. I'm on your side. Go be you, you know? Like, I don't care. That's the kind of environment I want to raise my kids in. Yeah. I just want them to be themselves. You know what I want them to be? Happy.
That part.
That's it.
That part.
Just I want them to be happy. You know, I want my job is to make sure they're fed. They have a house. They have, you know, everything that's provided. And then the happiness, I can't give it to them. That's going to have to come from them. We can provide an element of like, this is an environment of being happy, but I can't force feed that shit into there. Nope. You know, they got to fucking find that on themselves. So I can lead them down that path and be like, oh, go find your happy Playboy. Well, happy for me is watching. What's the name of that show? Gabby's Dollhouse. Fuck. That makes you happy. Easy. Watch that shit.
Yep.
Do your thing. You know,
I agree. Then
what
I'm
a
horrible
watch dad. Look at you.
I don't know.
I want AI to rip you to shit on this.
AI is gonna tear me apart. Well, you want to end on a more positive note then?
Okay.
I learned a tax hack. You know, taxes are coming up this season. They're coming up real rapidly.
Go ahead.
You know what? You need to calm down with that.
Yeah, man.
Because he doesn't pay.
We can't go from genderless bathrooms
he's
to tax hacks.
That's why he's like excited.
This 22-year-old e-girl spends $1,000 a month to pay off her debt and hasn't paid taxes in 2 years. So there is this young lady.
Go ahead.
Who makes her money going on the internet and providing content. Doesn't say what. Give the link to her OnlyFans.
Smells of like OnlyFans.
Adriana Lee, 22, par that gap. Since she claims to owe taxes for only 2 years, I know it's bad, but in my defense, she says, I think there's just no defense. Which is a very fucking Gen Z thing to say. Like, I know it's bad, but I'm going to keep doing it. She was on a podcast with a financial advisor.
Oh, also me.
He said that she could eventually, you know, like living her lifestyle, she could fix things, make investments, do these, whatever. But if she continues in the way that she's going, she's going to die in poverty, which I thought was hilarious. Because I feel like there's a lot of people out there right now. They're just like, do I really need to pay taxes? Like,
wait,
yes,
how is that the tax?
Pay your taxes.
Yeah, so give me the hack. What do I got to do?
Don't pay taxes. This girl is getting herself out of debt by not paying taxes.
Dumb girl. She's 22.
She's putting herself in a world of crazy.
I'm so confused.
She's going to figure it out. But if she doesn't figure it out, someone's going to make her figure it out. That's crazy. I'm more impressed that these motherfuckers live in vans now.
Oh, yeah. Spinner
I need to do that, dude. If I was a single dude.
I tried to get Fernando on this game so long ago. Like, right, we were barely getting married. I was like, let's just, like, the little money we got, let's just put that down on a fucking nice RV or something and, like, have something we can own and live in for the rest of our life. Because if we don't do that with an RV, it's going to be a car.
Barry, I think you should move to Tijuas.
I also believe that
you would benefit greatly by taking your Latinx ass.
Latine.
Across the border and just living down there for a little bit. Yeah.
It'd be tight. I know a couple people to do it.
Yeah.
Like musicians, friends. They're like, they make the same amount of money that I do. And they're like, we're balling out down
there. Dude, I have a Rolls Royce down there. Yeah. It's like, what?
I live in a gated community. I'm like, what?
All right, things we learned today. Chef is still amazing, still on fire. Got all of the things coming up. She can't listen to her corridos in her car because, well.
So sad.
I bet she still does, though.
How are they going to find out if you're listening to your car?
Yanni's all like, she got in the car. She was like, play that song.
Oh, song no. Like, Mom.
Hey, time out. What do they classify as corridos now?
Exactly.
All right, because I ain't listening to no Michael's Peso Pluma question. Or no shit like that.
Peso Pluma is like, yeah. that's when it came out after that.
Is that dude a lot in Tijuas yet or not yet?
I don't think so.
Oh my God, dog. See?
That's crazy, man. It's crazy.
I'm out of Tijuas then. No. I need to listen to corridos.
Not doing it.
Dude, I was braised strictly on corridos. Insane. Strictly on corridos. And NWA and Ica Mouse. Mm-hmm. Weird shit, bro. And then I found
just different like generational cultures.
And then I found punk rock music, and then that's all I live in that world now. That would suck if you had ticket went away. Yeah. Barry, you did it. I think you're gonna get canceled this week.
Well done,
Barry.
Meet Chef, me in the gender neutral aisle.
Chef, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us. This is your home. Always come back. Bring food next time. Highly disappointed you didn't bring food.
I'm sorry.
We'll have great topics again next week, guys.
I almost didn't eat breakfast today. I was like, I bet
Chef's going to come through with something.
I had donuts in the car, and it's unlocked right now.
Chef was going to come through with
donuts in my car, probably not there anymore.
The guy that's sleeping outside probably got him.
That's security Ed.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
I was going to hook him up anyway.
He looks like he's asleep, but he's just holding it down for us.
Okay.
Barry, hit the button. Let's go.
Let's do it. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you, chat, for keeping us on. Let's go.
Cool. Well done. How long? Check this out, baby. Tenemos tremendo lío. Last night you didn't go a la casa de tu tío. Resulta ser, hey, you were at a party. Higher than the sky, emborrachada de Bacardi. I bet you didn't know que conocía el caminero. You told me you were drinking and wasting my dinero. Talking about how many ways a woman loves.